This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A Producer James special. That's the first time in my history as a sports radio host that we have ever had that much Japanese in the span of 90 seconds. I like it. That was amazing. Why do you keep coming up with this music I've never heard before? Where do you find these songs?
That's Deep Purple. That's a classic.
Oh, okay.
They're a classic rock band from like the 60s, 70s.
Oh, okay. Well, that would explain it. A, not my kind of music. B, not my era. But I'm glad that it's yours. Producer James, by the way, turns 30 next month, so it's not really his era either, but he's big into music and has a band. How's your band?
We've yet to play out because I think I mentioned this before. I think maybe in the video or a different time. We were going to go start to play like bars and stuff. We wanted to, but then that was early March 2020, and then about 2-3 weeks later, obviously, you know, the world shut down, so
yes.
We haven't really got back into that yet, but we're good, you know, still playing it and trying to get back into there sometime soon.
Are you practicing in a garage?
My basement, actually.
Oh,
we call it the studio.
Yeah. Oh, very nice. That's awesome. So you have two studios that you use in your life. So then what is the most annoying sports radio topic ever, in your opinion, James?
Something I can't stand is, I guess maybe it's not really a topic, but it is. But if there's a bad
team, how can I expect other people to follow the rules?
Well, it is a topic. If I can explain it, when there's like a bad team in professional sports and there's a really good team, say like Alabama versus the Detroit Lions, the topic of can the college team beat the pro team? It's
so annoying.
Never going to happen ever. A college team is never going to beat a pro team, and to discuss it on air and take time with that is just such a waste of time. So that's one that I can't stand.
I would agree with you. That is so annoying. So annoying. And another one that I've seen from a few of you, including a longtime listener, Kevin, number one on my list, Deflategate. I nearly quit sports radio over having to talk about that stupid topic for 2.5 years. Oh my gosh. It is the worst. It's 2.5 years of my sports radio career I'll never get back. Oh my gosh. And yet that's all anybody wanted to talk about forever. Yeah. Got you. He definitely got the last laugh. So yes, I agree with you all on Deflategate. Matt just weighed in about 8 minutes ago and he says the same exact thing. So what are the most annoying sports radio topics ever? Let's see. Here's another tweet. And if I don't know your name, I don't know your name. Sorry. Comparing totally different coaches. totally different coaches in totally different situations can get a little out of hand. Comparing anything. Why are we so hung up on comparison? And it's not just sports radio. We do it in our lives as well. We're constantly, as humans, comparing ourselves to everybody else around us. I am guilty of it. I try to do it less and less the older I get and recognize that that does me no good. All it leads to is anxiety and, of course, envy, which is not a good way to live your life. But, we do that in sports radio a ton, and we rank things. I can't stand ranking things.
That's where another one on this list for me, almost a 1B, has got to be Mount Rushmore's. Oh, my gosh. Mount Rushmore lists.
I am proud to say I have never, at least not that I remember, done a Mount Rushmore topic. Because I will specifically stay away from the topics that annoy me. And I can't stand that we always have to rank things. Now, we ranked breakfast foods once on the show. And we've ranked, let's see, This is during the pandemic, actually, because March Madness and the Final Four was canceled. And so instead of the Final Four, we did ranking your Final Four of breakfast foods, movie soundtracks, zoo animals. Why can I remember the fourth one? Oh, it was so great. These were probably four of my most popular shows I've ever done, next to your favorite dog breed. So yes, we did breakfast foods, movie soundtracks, zoo animals, and shoot, I'm going to have to go back and check social to figure out what the other one was. This is pre-you.
Travel destinations?
Oh, it might have been something to do with travel.
Okay.
Maybe. Anyway, it was such a fun week of shows that we almost didn't miss the Final Four. And it was my attempt to just try to keep us in a good mood and entertain early in the pandemic. So those were really the only times we've ever ranked things on the show. Generally, I just ask your favorite because it's an opinion question, really. But yeah, I can't stand when anyone does shows in which you have to pick the greatest of all time. It's just not possible to compare. Here we are comparing eras again. Let's see. Ruben goes with the Dallas Cowboys.
I love that one.
What's the most annoying sports radio topic ever? The Dallas Cowboys. Except that's more like sports envy, because do you know when we talk about the Cowboys or the Cowboys are on TV, it gets ratings.
That's a fact.
Which is why a lot of people do it, I got to tell you. Randy on Twitter goes with, very simply, LeBron James.
LeBron James itself doesn't bother me, but the MJ LeBron discussion is definitely tired.
Yes. Jonathan, maybe listening in the Chicago area, anything regarding the dysfunction known as the Chicago Bears, they are ridiculous. Yeah, so you guys are not just coming up with topics. You're throwing out teams or people that you don't like. See, Carl, going with Antonio Brown. Gosh, that seemed to be a regurgitated topic. He's like a cockroach. He just keeps popping up. You can't really get rid of him. I didn't want to say kill him because that would be really insensitive and I don't want anyone to kill him. But, you know, cockroaches, they say that you really can't get rid of them ever once they've taken up residence. Simon says, talking about championship teams, I grew up in San Diego. So it's not so much annoying as it is grading because it reminds you of what you don't have. 855-212-4227 on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Love your responses on Twitter, and we'll get some more of them on Facebook as well. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Do you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can. So again, the topic, just because, well, it was born out of the whole Chauncey Billups generated discussion that Kyrie Irving is the most skilled point guard in NBA history. And again, those types of topics make me want to turn off the microphone and never come back. Let's talk to Damon in Washington, D.C. Welcome to the show, Damon.
Oh, thank you, Amy. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
And thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Boom!
One of the most annoying things I hate listening to, especially over here on 106.7 The Fan.
Hey, that's our affiliate. You be kind.
Yeah, well, they talk too much about how bad of an owner Dan Snyder is to the football team. That's one. Then I'm tired of hearing them talk about the name change.
Well, that's almost done. We're a couple weeks away from knowing the name.
Yeah, but it's a lot of hype going on around it here. And then, and the worst is how bad the quarterback play is. But nobody ever talks about how terrible the offensive line is. I don't care who the quarterback is. If your offensive line can't keep them standing up or create holes for the running backs to get through, it's not going to matter. They could have Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson, Tom Brady. It doesn't matter. but it's like it's very terrible when they talk about the quarterback play here, and they never talk about how horrible the offensive line is. Mm. And the O-line's been horrible since, before the Shanahan era. Another annoying topic is the steroid-era baseball players that will not make the Hall of Fame.
Just as we're about to come up on another round of voting for the Hall of Fame.
Yes. and they're going to talk about it. Well, that's going to take over for football when that ends.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. There's a lot of interference in springtime, so maybe it won't be a dominant thing just because you've got basketball, both college and pro. We'll start to get more into the Olympics, actually, are coming up. They're on the horizon pretty soon, too. So maybe there'll be some other topics that will keep them away from the Hall of Fame / steroid era discussion. Though I will say, I feel like every year you have to at least hit it a little bit depending upon how the votes go. But I won't give you my opinions considering that you might hang up on me.
No, I mean, when it comes to the steroid era players, I mean, a lot of the players were juicing. Only a few of them got caught.
Right.
And it just so happened that it was elite players that were getting caught. And, you know, it's like, well, would they have been elite if they weren't juicing?
I got you.
Barry Bonds was already an elite player. Roger Clemens was already an elite player.
Listen to you, Damon. You hate the topic, and yet you're going off.
I mean, because it's like they're not going to get in. And
well, they might, actually. I don't know about that, Damon, because the predictions, and this is based on kind of straw polls of those who vote for the Hall of Fame, the ones that I've seen indicate that both Alex Rodriguez and Barry Bonds are going to get in.
Okay. Well, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
Now that they've allowed sports books betting to become part of
no.
the game.
Oh, no. Don't tell me you're going to bring up Pete Rose. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I mean,
that is my least favorite sports radio topic. No, because sports betting wasn't allowed then. It doesn't matter if it's allowed now. Pete Rose is not playing now. Number one, he broke the rules that were hanging on the wall in every single clubhouse in baseball. Number two, Damon, he lied about it for years and years and years. If he had not lied about it the way that he did, maybe things would be different. But no, you can't grandfather him in now simply because the rules have changed in 2021 and 2022.
Okay.
Okay. Great. Can we never talk about that again, please? This was starting to be such a profitable friendship, and it just... Well.
I won't, but I'm getting tired of hearing about the baseball. I mean, the steroid baseball era.
I got you.
And the quarterback play at a what football team?
Okay, well, the quarterback, we're obsessed with quarterbacks in our nation. And so quarterbacks are always going to be a topic. So you might want to take up classical music instead.
Well, I got a guitar at home that my wife
bought
me for my birthday, and I need to learn how to play it.
There you go. Guitar lessons on the horizon. Screw sports radio.
Thank you again for taking my call, and you have an awesome show.
Oh, thank you, Damon. I appreciate the support. And don't be too hard on the guys at 106.7 The Fan. They've been pretty – well, they're not always good to me, but I know that they have some very popular shows.
I just want them to talk about how terrible the offensive line play is versus to the bad quarterback.
Could I suggest calling in then?
We know if the offensive line is worse than the quarterback, what are we actually talking about?
No, I'm a big believer in offensive lines. You got to pay attention to those guys.
The Patriot way.
Yeah. All right, Damon. We'll talk again soon. Just not about the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
All right, sir. Thank you for your phone call.
You have a good morning.
You
and
too.
No, the real thanks goes to you.
You're the real MVP. Craig is listening in San Diego. Welcome to After Hours. Craig, what do you think?
You know, Damon just crushed me on everything I was going to say.
Oh, no!
The Pete Rose thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, please don't bring up Pete Rose. Nothing makes me want to bleh, more than the Pete Rose conversation. Nothing.
No problem. And I was about that. What I was tired of is the MLB you know, Hall of Fame thing, but we'll just move on from that. I'll go college football. Dude, I'm tired of the SEC. I'm tired of the bias. I'm tired of, like, how great all those people are. And then I'm just, you know.
In other words, you have sports envy. It's not so much that you hate the topic. It's that you can't stand the fact that we'll say Pac-12 can't beat the SEC.
Well, they've beat them before. And they'll beat them again. I mean, I just...
In 2037.
Well, that's not too long, right?
Yeah, that's right. You'll still be around.
Yeah, I'll be in my late 50s.
Let's hope I'm not still hosting this show then. Oh, my gosh. Nope. Can't do it.
Well, this is a great show. This is why I love listening to it.
You know? Oh, thank
you. I love the SEC. I love college football. I coach junior college football for whatever that's worth. But, I'm just tired of always hearing about, you know, Georgia and Alabama.
Well, I know, Craig, if I do, and I don't just mean me, if we do not talk about those teams when they're playing in the national championship, we're not doing our jobs.
Oh, no. I loved watching the game. I had no problem with Georgia winning. If Alabama would have won, I had no problem with that either.
All right. Well,
I don't think it's a jealousy thing.
No, except we have to talk about them. I mean, if the SEC has the best teams in the country, then we are beholden to talk about them or just ignore it, which I can't do.
You're right. So we got off topic a little bit. So that's one of the things I'm tired of. I was going to, the MLB, Hall of Fame thing, I'm tired of hearing about that. In San Diego, we hear about that all the time because all we hear about is baseball.
Yes. Well, not on this show, of course. We try to give you a national flair, but I understand in local radio, you're kind of stuck with what you're stuck with, which is why I cannot ever go back to local radio because I could not. I did it for a while. Talk about the same four teams, or in your case, the same one team over and over and over and over again. I can't do it. I'm bored out of my mind.
Yeah, and that's, John Quintero, great all-time San Diego guy. But we hear, every time I'm on the radio, I'm listening to him talking about who deserves to be in Hall of Fame. And so I get tired of the conversation about the steroid thing.
I guess.
That's where I started at.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I know. Now, every year I do my obligatory steroid era point and the Hall of Fame, and I won't do it now, but I will do it when it comes up, and then I move on, because I agree with you. There's really no way to go back and repaint history, and we're just kind of stuck with what it is now. So, Craig, thank you so much for your phone call. Thank you for listening in San Diego. Good to have you.
Right on. Thank you very much. Bye.
855-212-4227. A few more on our Facebook page. Ben says, would the Golden State Warriors super team beat the 90s Bulls? Yeah, again, why are we comparing? All the time comparing. It's like we've run out of current topics and we have to start comparing current to latter day. Dolly agrees with fantasy football. Who care? That's what she says. Who care? I don't. Boring. Let's see. Draft projections, preseason top 20, those come from Chuck. Yeah, we make a joke of them. Preseason top 20s right after the last season ends. I you'll never hear me giving you preseason rankings. Joshua goes with soccer. Just soccer. We're so funny in this country. It is literally the number one sport across the globe. Everywhere I travel internationally, everywhere, Ecuador, Cuba, Mozambique, South Africa, Ireland, everywhere I've gone, Mexico, it is literally Canada. No, I don't know about Canada. It's the number one sport everywhere else except for the U.S. We got to do things our way with our own football. Eric says top 5, top 10, top 25 lists. Oh, yeah. Jeff goes with MLB prospect rankings. I couldn't even give you one prospect right now. That's how little I care about prospects when it comes to baseball. We don't cover any of the other drafts, really. The NBA a little bit if there's big names, but more and more it's become just the NFL draft that dominates because they've turned it into a TV movie almost. It's a major event in the offseason calendar, and they've done it up where they've moved it around out of different cities, and it's such an incredible production with guest stars and Roger Goodell's basement and whether or not he's drinking. I mean, it's become must-see TV the first round. But the other drafts, they don't quite. The NBA tries, but it's not quite the same pomp and circumstance. Let's see. Going on through Facebook here. Mike says college football playoffs expansion potential. Chris says anything to do with gambling. Hey, I'm with you there, Chris. Pete Rose for the Hall of Fame, according to Gary. Let's see. Roger just goes with basketball. Okay. Well, sorry, man. This is not the show for you then. Jim says draft combines. Yeah, I agree with that. I have never understood the fascination over the Indianapolis draft
that
combine.
Is a good one. Yeah.
I don't care what these guys weigh or how fast they run when they're running a straight line. I mean, it's interesting when you see some of them throw or work out maybe, but yeah, none of that. I don't get it. I don't get the fascination. Let's see. Bob says, who's on the Mount Everest of? So I think he meant to say Mount Rushmore instead.
The Mount Everest of.
The Mount Everest of. Patrick says, players unavailable due to COVID. Yeah, well, currently that's where we are, where we have to keep you updated because that is affecting teams in real time. Let's see. Potential team trades. Like, we can just get rid of that. That's Mark's idea. Never, ever, ever talk about potential trades. And then, let's see. Mario says anything involving a draft. So, we got some good stuff. You can certainly find our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Also, on Twitter, A-Law Radio. And coming up, I wanted to give you a little bit from John Mara, the owner of the New York Giants, about why they fired Joe Judge and where the Giants ownership group has made mistakes and what they hope to correct now. Also, did the 3rd-and-9 quarterback sneak contribute to the demise?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Of one Coach Judge. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
And that'll do it. The final score, Washington 22 and the Giants 7. As Washington finishes the season at 7-10. The Giants finished the season at 4-12.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
All right, that was seriously depressing. Not to mention Bob Papa was depressed. Why in the world did you choose to use that particular, I can't even call it a highlight, piece of audio? At the very least, we could have used the 3rd-and-9. Do we have the 3rd-and-9? That would be fantastic. Ew, that, talk about a downer. Why would anyone want to listen to anything I have to say now after that little clip from Bob Papa on Giants radio?
That's about the state of Giants football right now.
It is, but still, that almost could put people to sleep or cause them to... The energy level there was sorely lacking, and I'm sure Bob would actually say the same. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Just a mess for the Giants, a real mess. And it got worse. Just when you think it couldn't get worse, you thought the Giants had hit rock bottom, it actually got worse in the latter stages of the season because of 11-minute monologues from the head coach, Joe Judge, taking aim at previous coaches and other franchises without actually naming any names, defending himself. Me thinks he doth protesteth too much, talking about his job and just really... It was almost worse than Baker Mayfield getting defiant and getting defensive. And some of the ridiculous things that came out of his mouth, too. Just he was flailing. It was like he was drowning. He knew he was drowning, and he was flailing about in any attempt to save himself. And that caused him to say some really stupid stuff, some asinine stuff, and probably cost him the locker room. Because I would say a month left in the regular season, maybe 6 weeks left in the regular season, you would hear guys standing up and speaking publicly to support Joe Judge. Saquon Barkley did it multiple times. Andrew Thomas did it as well. But by the end of this three-week stretch where Joe Judge seemingly could not stop flailing about and trying to save his job, all the while being defensive, firing Jason Garrett when clearly Jason Garrett was not the problem, just the crazy play calls that made no sense, all of this stuff, both on and off the field, he had lost his locker room. He had guys that weren't necessarily going on record, but the reports and the speculation out there, anonymous sources indicating that they didn't want to play for him anymore either. And ultimately, after a couple of meetings, John Mara and Steve Tisch, the owners and chairman of the Giants, they decided that it was best to move on. And this is in the wake of Dave Gettleman retiring, yes, I'm using my air quotations, as the general manager of the Giants after 4 years. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. There's a lot of really, I think, introspective and candid comments from Mara on Wednesday. And this is probably one that I don't want to say it was a surprise, but I thought it was so honest as to really take note of it. He was asked whether or not this is his lowest moment as the owner of the Giants.
Honestly, I would have to say yes. Yes, it is. I kept thinking during the season that we had hit rock bottom, and then each week it got a little worse. So honestly, I'm not proud of saying this, but if I'm going to be 100% honest, I would have to answer is yes.
I appreciate John being honest. But how about that? That revelation. Every week I kept thinking it can't get worse, and every week it did. Every week I thought we'd hit rock bottom, only to have the bottom drop out from underneath us yet again. So he admits this is his lowest moment as the owner of the Giants. He also admits that he and others who are in positions of power, they really made mistakes in hiring their general manager. And I don't know if he's referring specifically to Gettleman, though. I would think it's more about the process of the coach and the GM and the disconnect and not bringing them in together. And also the quarterback situation. You have one guy drafting the quarterback. You have another guy attempting to coach him. And this revolving door. So the last three coaches since Tom Coughlin have lasted 2 years or less. And there's been multiple general managers in there as well. And so clearly there's been no continuity. And he admits that there were mistakes that were made that he wishes they could do over.
We haven't necessarily made the right choices. I think looking back on our process, I wish it had been a little more extensive, that we had seen more people and maybe taken our time a little bit more with it. And we're going to try not to make that mistake this time. I feel very good about the group of candidates for the general manager position that we have scheduled right now. I think any one of a number of them would make an excellent general manager. So I am confident that we have the resources to make the right choice here.
John Mara, the owner and chairman, along with Steve Tisch of the Giants, and we don't hear from him all the time. But he's certainly an owner who wants to win, which is why 8 losing seasons in 9 years, last playoff spot coming, gosh, was it OBJ's rookie year? I don't remember if it was rookie year or not, but the whole boat party in Miami after the final game of the regular season, and they're supposed to go on the road in Green Bay the following weekend and play in a wild card game. It was his second year, and all the receiving core was on this boat in Miami. And even though it was a day off, it was about the fact that they hadn't been to the playoffs in a while. This was their first opportunity, and here we go. They're partying instead of preparing. So it was more optics than it was anything. But then Odell Beckham Jr., if I remember correctly, dropped a touchdown on what was the very first series of the entire game. The receiving core never looked good. That whole situation blew up in their faces. That's the last time the Giants were in the playoffs. 8 losing seasons in the last 9 years. But why? Why start all over again when it's been nothing but constant change, John Mara?
We just got to a point where I thought we had dug ourselves a hole so deep that I didn't see a clear path to getting out of it unless we completely blew it up and started all over again with a new general manager and a new head coach.
And so at this point, they're going to bring those two in together in tandem, but what about the quarterback? They've picked up Daniel Jones' fifth-year option. He's going into year number 4, so they have some flexibility. But you wonder if the clock is ticking. There's no way it can't be ticking with Daniel Jones, especially after he finished last season hurt. All right, one more question, and I think this is probably a pretty popular one among sports fans. Do you think the 3rd-and-9 quarterback sneak was the last straw?
Obviously, those weren't my favorite play calls. That was just one minor factor in the overall scheme of things. Obviously, not what I was looking for watching the game, but you know, you can point to any number of play calls that any of us could have second guessed.
Obviously, it wasn't my favorite play call, but you could point to any number of play calls.
Obviously, those weren't my favorite play calls.
I know he's not making a joke, and I'm not laughing at him. I'm laughing near him. It just, that was crazy. It's just, what, I can't believe what I just saw. A Jack Buck call of the, the Kirk Gibson home run in game 1 of the World Series in 1988. Was it 1988? I can't believe what I just saw. I love that call. Such a good call. Anyway, that's no doubt the reaction that many had. Not quite as eloquent as Joe Buck. Jack Buck. Oh my gosh, sorry. Joe and Jack are both great. Jack iconic. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line. Now, coming up, we'll do some QB news. Unless you all would like to weigh in with more of the most annoying. There I go. I thought that in 2022 I would stop making up new words, but it just hasn't happened. Most annoying sports radio topics ever. If I would slow down, that would never happen. Slow. As in, as slow as my Grammy Helen and as slow as my dog walks around the block. 855-212-4227 on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. So your political stuff, by the way, is getting deleted because I don't care about the politics on the Facebook page. And also, when you take personal shots at me, generally those get deleted as well. Sorry, peeps. That's what happens when it's my name on the Facebook page.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Mahomes fires for the end zone. Caught. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Murray back to throw. And it is. Is it caught? Oh, my goodness, it's caught. DeAndre Hopkins caught it.
He's got a man wide open. John Brown, he makes the catch. Touchdown, Buffalo. John Brown from Josh Allen.
Lamar Jackson in the shotgun. Lob to the 5. It is caught. Touchdown, Willie Snead.
Play fake by Russ.
Throws deep. Man wide open. It's Lockett. He's in. Touchdown, Seahawks.
Tannehill rolling, throwing. Touchdown, Titans.
Burrow back to pass. Throws into the end zone.
Yeah.
It's intended for Tyler
Boyd.
Touchdown. Yeah. Bengals.
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
What are the most annoying sports radio topics of all time? We're taking your responses, and they're cracking me up on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, and you can also give us a ring, a jangle, if you will, a jingle jangle, 855-212-4227. But first, some QB news. Hey, you know what? Aaron Rodgers' plans for his upcoming weekend, the bye week, sound a lot like my plans for the weekend outside of watching football.
Rest.
Yes.
I mean, I'm about to go home, and it's, 12:22? It's pretty freaking sweet. So I'm going to enjoy this rest. I still, like I'm sure many people, hopefully it's not just me. I mean, I still got semi-messy house post, you know, Christmas and
yes.
New Year's. And
yes.
It's the end of the season, so you don't have time for that. So I'm going to clean my house. I'm going to rest. I'm going to read some books. And I'm going to relax. That's what I'm getting out of this week.
Ah, I'm jealous of that weekend. That's what I want out of my weekend. I don't know how many books, plural, I will read, but I'm definitely going to do some reading and some cleaning and some organizing. Oh, and some football. Rest. Thank you, producer James, for not to give me any audio about Aaron Rodgers' toe. I just did a very snarky CBS Sports Minute about Aaron Rodgers' toe. You don't want to miss it. All right, moving forward, they're not playing this weekend. The Packers are off until next weekend, but in the NFC, we've got the premier matchup with the Niners at the Dallas Cowboys, and I'm really impressed with the way that Jimmy Garoppolo has forged ahead, injuries and all, but also knowing since the very beginning that this was likely his last year in San Francisco, in the Bay Area. Kyle Shanahan says the decision's not tough this year, but I still say when you're dead man walking, it means that you have to put that out of your mind in order to play your best football.
It wasn't a tough decision. We just stuck with it, and because it looked, that's what the right decision was based off of film and based off of what we are in our building and our practice. And I'm glad the guys have come through and got us to this point, and I'm real glad we're still playing.
It's always in the back of your mind. It has been in mind, you know, really this whole season. Just I knew what type of season it was, knew everything that was going on, you know, behind the scenes and whatnot. So it was a little different. But, you know, at the same time, it's like you're saying, you got to toe that line because you don't want to get too emotional in those moments. And you just got to go play football.
I'm impressed with his maturity throughout this entire situation, even going back to when Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch moved up in the draft to get Trey Lance. And so Shanahan says it was an easy decision. Jimmy Garoppolo brings the wisdom. He's a veteran NFL QB. But, of course, that will soon come to an end. But not yet, because the Niners played their way in, and they have a chance to keep on going.
This team that we have, we know we have a chance to do something special, and it's just you don't get that opportunity every year. And so I've been on a number of teams that went to the Super Bowl, and I'm not saying anything like that, but just – there's a feeling, and you want to make them count as long as you have them.
AT&T Stadium will be full of fans who want the Dallas Cowboys to make a Super Bowl run, and so much resting on Dak Prescott's shoulders. And Mike McCarthy has had a chance to see the best of his quarterback this season. It stretches. What is his number one strength?
One of Dak's gifts is he's the same. He's the same man every single day. I mean, his preparation never wavers. He was in here yesterday doing some personal work, you know, fundamentally. So he's got a plan all the time. So he's extremely consistent and really just needs to adhere to that. You know, I think the most important, not only for Dak, for all of our guys, is, you know, just be who you are. And we just want to be the best. We want the best you this week. And that's what we're working towards. But, yeah, Dak's approach is I don't see any change at all. Just being around the meetings this morning. So that's clearly a strength of his.
Mental toughness. It's a common theme with quarterbacks who are still alive in the postseason. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. By the way, Niners Cowboys is on CBS on Sunday afternoon. Elsewhere in the NFC West, on Monday, we get a rematch between the Rams and the Cardinals. Matthew Stafford ending last week with a couple of interceptions, you know, certainly ending the game in overtime against the Niners with another pick. It's been a problem, those turnovers, but Sean McVay believes in his quarterback.
He's played in playoff games. You know, we'll talk about what we think it's going to take to go win the football game, but we'll go about it the same way. But, you know, I think it was his first division that he won yesterday as well, and he certainly was as instrumental as anybody in helping lead us to 12 wins.
We know that Sean McVay loves Matthew Stafford, feels like he's found his quarterback, but the turnovers did certainly bite Stafford in the butt late in the season, though they did hang on to win the NFC West over the Cardinals, who is that is their Monday night opponent. First career playoff game for Kyler Murray, and Cliff Kingsbury believes that you're going to see the best of that young QB.
This is what he's been waiting for 3 years. He's a guy who you know, wants to be playing for something and knows he's playing for something. And this is his first shot at the playoffs. And I expect him to play probably the best game of his career. And I know he's going to give it everything he's got.
There's a lot of other playoff games this weekend. We don't have a chance to get to all of them tonight. We'll, of course, hit more of them on our next show. But when you, if you can we skip ahead to Patriots and Bills, since that is the other rematch in division that's coming up this weekend. That's on Saturday. And Josh Allen knows that this is a really tough challenge because they're so familiar with one another, Bills and Patriots.
It's hard to beat a team twice in a season. Obviously, that speaks for both sides because we're 1-1 on the season. But again, they beat us at home, and that's where we're playing this game. So we got to be ready for whatever they can throw at us. And again, it's going to be a 12-round slugfest. In my opinion, it's going to take all four quarters to win a game.
I know it sounds cliche, but we always say, you know, everyone has to do their job and the play isn't over until the whistle blows, especially with a guy like Josh Allen who can extend so many plays so many different ways. You know, they have quarterback design runs and then they have plays where he just goes out there and improvises. So he's definitely a difficult player to play against. And I would say, you know, at the end of the day, it's not just Josh Allen. They have a bunch of weapons on that team that we just have to do a good job holding up against. So. It's going to be a big challenge for him.
Patriots linebackers coach Jerod Mayo after Josh Allen. Of course, the game that was in Western New York earlier in the season featured Mac Jones only throwing three passes and completing two of them, if I remember correctly. First time he's facing a winner go-home game in the pros.
Obviously, there's a lot that you have to put into it as a team, as a player, as an offense. And regardless of what level you're playing on, you understand what's at stake from both sides of the ball. So the team you're playing understands that. And then obviously you have to understand that too. So I think it's more about just doing a little bit more, but you got to stick to what you know and you have to just prepare how you always have regardless of the situation.
He played at the highest level at Alabama, of course, in a national championship. We know he can handle the pressure. A lot more of the pressure on the Bills this year because they want to try to get back to the AFC Championship, which is where they were last season. And they've been fighting against that and living up to that expectation all season.
The last couple of years, we've had a pretty good team and guys doing the right thing. And, that usually accumulates to wins. But, again, playing at home, a divisional round against our division rival, a team that's been the standard for long-term success in the NFL for the last 25, 30 years. Again, it's going to be a great challenge. We're super excited for the opportunity. Obviously, they beat us at home last time, and it's going to be another dogfight.
It's supposed to be super cold as well. In fact, in my neighborhood, which is not Western New York, but my neighborhood where there's no lake effect, it's going to be in the single digits with wind chills below zero. That is obviously going to be the case for Western New York, potentially some snow as well. And so that game coming up on Saturday night, the NFL schedule makers did not do those two teams any favors in Western New York. There'll be no sunshine for that one that kicks off at 8:15 Eastern time on Saturday. Before that, it's the Raiders and it's the Bengals. And we'll hear from Derek Carr next hour. Plus, the most annoying sports radio topics ever. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.